A lot can happen in 3 years, like a chatbot may be your new best friend. But what won't change? Needing health insurance. UnitedHealthcare Tri-Term Medical Plans, underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage that lasts nearly 3 years in some states. Learn more at uh1.com.
Quality sleep is essential. That's why the Sleep Number Smart Bed is designed for your ever-evolving sleep needs. Need a bed that's firmer or softer on either side? Helps you sleep at a comfortable temperature? Sleep Number smart beds let you individualize your comfort, so you sleep better together. J.D. Power ranks Sleep Number number one in customer satisfaction with mattresses purchased in-store. And now, save 50% on the Sleep Number limited edition smart bed for a limited time. For J.D. Power 2023 award information, visit jdpower.com/awards. Only at a Sleep Number store or sleepnumber.com.
Hello and welcome to the Redmen TV. It's a Friday and I have loads of news for you about Liverpool Football Club. We'll kick it off with the title, which is Liverpool interested in Kai Havertz. I put German Wonder Kid in there because he is genuinely looking like a wonder kid. He's 20 years old. This is coming from Rousing the Cop. Basically just talking about how we're keen on signing this player according to Bild. And the report that the Reds want to add the 20-goal midfielder to the ranks. I don't know about you, but I hadn't heard too much about the Bayer Leverkusen player, so I decided to have a look at his stats and a little bit of stuff on YouTube. His YouTube highlights on Bundesliga, their official YouTube channel, is fantastic, genuinely. Dude, he looks really, really confident on the ball. He looks like exactly what you want from an attacking midfielder. He arrives late into the box. He can beat a man. He's tall, he's strong, he's powerful, and he's only 20, so he's going to get better and he's going to fill out a bit more. But if you have a look at these stats here, this is last season. Played 42 times in all competitions. Scored 20 goals, 7 assists from attacking mid. He played 28 of them games. Played 9 right wing and then 5 in central midfield. I mean, this is a kid for the future for sure. You're looking at these types of players, and I'm interested to know what you think in the comments. Do you want to buy in these kind of players? I mean, the answer is yes. I mean, there's a reported fee of, I think it's 100 million euros. Yeah, there it is. 100 million euros, 89.9 million. So it's not a cheap buy by any means, but it would be very, very interesting if Liverpool go out there and just decide to, you know what, let's do what we did with Virgil van Dijk, let's do what we did with Alisson, just pay the money and get him into the club. He looks fantastic, definitely one for the future. I mean, there have been quotes from Jürgen Klopp speaking about the transfer window and stuff. We got some words after Bradford and after Tranmere. He's been speaking all over the place and basically said, it will not be the biggest transfer window of LFC. We've invested a lot in the team in the last 2 years. I would say we cannot spend every year in the same manner. I'm happy with the team. We are really happy. We have to see if we find maybe one position, if we find something for it. But there's no real pressure because it's not about signing the player. We have solutions for all the situations. So I don't think it's very likely that we will be signing this player, but it's definitely someone to keep an eye on. I will be keeping an eye on him next season just to see how he progresses. If he stays at Bayer Leverkusen, he could move. He's set up. He's had his breakout season there, I feel like. He's going to be set up to be fantastic. Another one, the title in the mirror is Liverpool make transfer swoop to try and beat Arsenal to signing of teenage talent. This teenage talent is Bilal Hassaini, 18-year-old, playing for AS Nancy in League... is it? Probably. Who knows? So he's playing for them, 18-year-old. Apparently PSG were interested, Arsenal were interested. PSG were apparently going to pay €300,000 for the right winger. This is a really interesting one. I think if we were to sign him, it would be to put him in our unders teams. The under-23s, obviously they're in the cup next season, so there's going to be a lot of space for these players to develop against bigger men, basically, instead of kids their own age. So if we were to get him, I think that's the way it would happen. Same if Arsenal were to get him. The deal with PSG, they pulled out of it after advanced discussions reached a dead end. So there are big teams looking for him. I'm interested to know your thoughts. Would you like to see us bring in another youth player like Vandenberg? We brought him in. Obviously, maybe not one for this season, but someone that you can train up, keep him in the squad for a year, let's say, then loan him out and see what he does there. Kind of like what we did with Ryan Kent. It's very, very interesting. Like I say, me and Si spoke quite in depth on the Reds Transfer Roundup show, which is going out later on. So if you want to hear more in depth on this player, get over there and check that out. But next one, Liverpool and Man City, Ayew Fenerbahçe goalkeeper Oze, 19-year-old goalkeeper Berk Oze. Apparently it's going to be another one of them where we bring him in and we loan them out again. Obviously, Camille Grabada has just gone out to Huddersfield to try and prove his worth and try and show Jürgen Klopp, no, look, I'm first-team quality and I want to be the second number one, as Jürgen put it, as Simon Mignolet is next season. And I'm quite interested in this. If Liverpool were to get this fella, he's older than a lot of the other goalkeepers that we've got. It would be literally a fast track to just go and, hey, This guy's coming in. He's going to take the spot over some of these up and coming goalkeepers. We have quite a glut of talent in the goalkeeper department. In the youth setup, we've got a few of them injured at the moment. But it's really nice to see how this used to be a position where Liverpool really struggled, and we brought Alisson in, and he's kind of settled it all down. But we never really had players who you'd say, oh, it would come through, and you'd want to see, you know what I mean? Now that we have quite a few goalkeepers who are really highly rated, Grabada being one of them, I'm really excited to see how he develops next season. A little more on Nicolas Pepe. Basically, Liverpool asserting suggestions, despite Liverpool asserting suggestions that they're in talks is pure lies, people are still peddling the stuff. So yeah, let's keep talking about it, I guess, because that's what we do on the show, is we bring you everything, whether it's news, rumours, and let's discuss it in the comments. Like I say, really interesting to know your thoughts. We spoke about him a lot yesterday as well, and over the last few weeks. What do you think of this? Do you think it's genuinely dead now? Are Liverpool trying to hide their tracks? It's all big conspiracy theories. Who knows? Maybe Liverpool are just trying to dampen it down and do it in the background, but it's one of them. That's kind of what I like about Liverpool now, is it doesn't get leaked unless they want it to. And then they throw it out to all the respected journalists, Paul Joyce, Mel Reddy, blah, 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 and just go, there you go, there's your new story, James Pearce as well. But like I say, head over to redmentv.com. Right now, there is an article, The Emergence of Rian Brewster, and how he's kind of gone from being this kid in the youth setup to being like hopefully a first team regular next season. And this is written by Ben, one of the interns in the office, and fantastic article, really, really, really good article. Go over there and check it out. But if you hang about for about an hour, the Reds Transfer Roundup with me and Si is going to be on there as well. So if you want to hear about all these new stories in depth, and me and Si talking about how the new player, the Brazilians and Mo Salah coming back in, is going to be a good thing. And maybe we actually had quite a good discussion on, would you rather see Sadio Mane come home back to Liverpool early and get a training with the team, or do you want to see him win AFCON and come back with a bit of confidence? A really interesting discussion. Me and Si both had a few different thoughts on that. But on that article, Rian Brewster, has come out to LiverpoolFC.com doing an interview after one of the training sessions, just basically talking about how he wants to repay Jürgen Klopp's faith in him. He says, I got two goals against Tranmere and a goal against Bradford, but coming to the US, we've got Dortmund, Sevilla and Sporting. It's going to be a tough task, but it would be good to get more minutes in this heat. Hopefully I can get a few more goals and push on. That's another thing we inside discussed really, really in depth, is just what Rian Brewster needs to do this pre-season to get his place in this first team. He wants to be an integral part of this team. He wants to, well, not an integral part, but he wants to play loads of football games for this team. He believes he's good enough, and the way to do that is to show not just Jürgen Klopp, but us as fans, what he can do in pre-season. And look, he's had his game against Tranmere, he's had his game against Bradford, he's got the goals. But he's right, you've got bigger teams now, Dortmund, Sevilla and Sporting. You've got to go out there and show that you're good enough. You've got to show that you can come up against these top-level defenders and you can beat them. You can not even necessarily beat them, but you can fit into the system that will beat that team. Really, really interesting stuff. I can't wait to see him develop over the season and the pre-season games, which Paul and Chris will be going to. They're travelling to America today, so they're going to be covering the Dortmund game right here, which is happening well, tonight, 1 o'clock. Obviously, then we've got the Sevilla game, and then we do have Sporting. It's Sporting, yeah. So we've got all them. They'll be covering all that from over there. So make sure you keep an eye on the Redmen channel just for all of that coverage, because it's going to be fantastic. Then in sunny America, it's going to be brilliant. Obviously, we've got loads of content out now on the channel as well, on the Redmen TV channel, not the Redmen News channel, of all the training sessions so far, and Jürgen Klopp signing things, little rondos, and it's really nice to see them getting out there as a squad. Trent's back, Van Dijk's back with the squad and all that. It's so nice to see the team now. Obviously, we've got a few more coming back in, but I just like to know that Jürgen Klopp's now sitting down with them. He can have discussions ahead of next season, because I genuinely cannot wait now. The pre-season has built my expectations and built my excitement for next season, because we've got massive things to go for. We've got so many trophies to go for. Another thing, while the men are over there, the women are also over there. I know this is obviously for the Redmen TV women's podcast, which you need to go and check out, but they're going over there. They're alongside the men's side. They drew 2-2 with Cleveland Ambassadors. It's worth noting that Cleveland Ambassadors are halfway through their season, so they are prime fitness at the moment. So the girls are coming in. This is their first game of pre-season. So to get a 2-2 draw against a fit and firing team is really good. Really excited to see how that progresses through this season as well. It's going to be really exciting. If you want to find out more about the women's game and stuff like that, the girls did a really, really good show yesterday on the squad depth and signings. You can see right there. If you want to just find out about the women's team and what Liverpool are going to be doing next season, we've brought in 3 new signings, and it's going to be an exciting season next season as well. But yeah, if you want to see all that, obviously go over and check that out. But that's been the news. Si, do you have any comments on said news?
Yeah, not too many really, but yeah, Angel Christou says Kai is a creative midfielder and Pepe is a potential backup for Mo. Could be the key to our success this upcoming season. Wouldn't mind if Klopp wants to develop the youngsters we have already.
Exactly, and it's a big feature of what a lot of people have been saying this summer is, look, we trust Klopp, whatever he does. And yes, it would be a massive statement if you go and pay, let's say, 170 million for two players in Kai Havertz and in Nicolas Pepe. You're just kind of putting setting your stall out and just going, this is what we expect from next season, this is where we want to be, and this is where we're going to try and push towards. But this is a Liverpool team that got to within touching distance of a Premier League against one of the best opposition the league's ever seen, and won a Champions League. I know we want to further on, we want to win more competitions within the Community Shield, within the Super Cup, within the one in Dubai, I think, in December. We've got so many opportunities to win silverware next season. There's going to be so many opportunities for different fringe players to get games. It's really interesting. So many different people have different thoughts on, well, we're resting on our laurels, maybe we should go out there, but then do you want to break up the squad harmony that we've got? Do you want to break that up, this team that did so well last season? It's really, really interesting. Again, me and Si have a great discussion on it on the Reds transfer roundup, which will be out later. Have you got another one, sir?
Just a last bit on Havertz. David Kelly says he's staying put this season, so his price is only going to rise. I reckon we'll wrap up a deal for next summer. I think it does look like that's more likely than us bringing him in this summer.
Yeah.
But one thing we were talking about on that Reds transfer round was Liverpool will definitely be watching that because he is one of the biggest talents in Europe. Obviously, there's a German connection with Jürgen Klopp.
Yeah.
And if they watch him throughout, they will have already been watching him, and then they carry on watching him next season. And he's impressive. He's a player that I reckon could barely get a lot of his excited to come to Liverpool.
Yeah, there's going to be a massive bidding war, I think, next season for him if he does stay put, because, like Si says, if he can replicate last season, this season for Bayer Leverkusen, wow, everyone's going to be in for this guy. He's going to have his pick of clubs, and it'd be nice for us to just kind of push on this season and for us just to go to him, hey, look, we're the destination, mate. We are the destination, because I think we are the destination right now. We just need to get further into the Champions League again. We need to push for the league. We need to win all the silverware. And then we can say to this guy, all right, you've got your Bayern Munich, you've got your Barcelona, you've got your Man Cities, but we are the team that you're going to get the most game time at, because we need this. We need another winger. We need another centre attacking mid. And you can do everything that you can do with all them other clubs. That's my opinion anyway.
Just Last comment before we go. City Fisher says, if you would keep one of Kent or Wilson for next season, who would you keep?
It's strange because after watching them, obviously I've been to both pre-season games and sat there and watched them both. Kent, in attacking wise, we've been going down that left-hand side so much more with that Larucci. Kent and Larucci being fantastic in their partnership, literally just being told to run at the defence. Obviously we've been very attacking because that's the way them first pre-season games go, but Kent was so good. He just picked up the ball and had an air of confidence about himself. But then there were a few times where James Milner was screaming at him, against Bradford especially, and just saying, you need to get back, stop dawdling on the ball, play it faster, do this, do that. He's still got a lot to learn in this system for me. And you watch, and especially defensively, I just don't think he tracks back enough. You're watching him not being lazy, but you're just thinking, you should be there, you should be covering for Larucci. If Larucci's helping you and you're attacking, in the attacking side, you need to help him defensively, and I don't think he did that enough. In terms of Harry Wilson, it's been weird because we've not really played down his side. He's had two free kicks and he's had a go at. They've both hit the wall and been a bit disappointing. He's not been as good as, honestly, I thought he might be yet. He's still got quite a few more games to play and impress all of us, including Jurgen Klopp. But he's been putting in a shift defensively for me. He's been getting back. I remember there was one we got caught out against Bradford, and he busted a gut with Nathaniel Clyne to get back and cover that side because he didn't want to concede. And that's something you've got to keep in mind for me massively. And in this Liverpool system is thinking, yes, can he do the attacking side? But then that's what Sadio Mane is so good at. We saw so many times with Mo Salah last season. Bobby Firmino has done it since day one. Is you've got to defend from the front. You have to be switched on defensively. If you're not going to do that, I don't know if there's a place. You've got to, literally Jurgen Klopp's got to drum it into you. And if he's drumming it into you and you're not taking it on board, then you're not getting in the team. And I think that's going to be a massive factor. At the moment, Kent. I think he just looks so much, so explosive. But defensively, I just don't know. Maybe we need more than that right-hand side. We have, obviously, Divock Origi can play on that left-wing side when Sadio Mane can't. It's really interesting. Let us know your thoughts in the comments below, because I don't know. Jurgen Klopp's going to pick, and to be honest, I trust whatever Jurgen Klopp says. Lastly, obviously, go over and check the website, like I said before. There's loads of boss stuff. Everything that we talk about, there's a Reds transfer roundup Monday and Friday. There is a summer football show talking about the wider football and world and the news and rumours inside of that and the transfers to City or United or Juventus or Real Madrid. All about that, because look, we're going to be competing with them next season. It's lovely to say. But yeah, go over there, read this article, and yeah, we'll be back. Well, on the Redmen TV channel tonight and tomorrow, loads more USA Tour. Paul and Chris are over there. It's going to be fantastic. I can't wait to watch all the videos to bring it out for then. And yeah, in terms of news, we'll bring you all the breaking stuff over the weekend. But until then, we'll be back with another Redmen Daily News next Monday. But yeah, thank you everyone for watching. Thank you, Sai, behind the camera. See you later.
Acast powers the world's best podcasts. Here's a show that we recommend.
So, Robert, tell the people, what's a pretendian?
It's just what it sounds like, Angel, a pretend Indian.
Someone who fakes being one of us?
Someone who impersonates a native.
We're talking about real scammers and con artists.
There are pretendians teaching at universities, pretendians running governments, pretendians in Hollywood.
On our new podcast, Pretendians, we'll tell you the incredible story of these jaw-dropping frauds.
Who are they? Why do they do it? And how the heck do they keep getting away with it?
Listen to Pretendians on Spotify or wherever you get your podcasts.
Acast helps creators launch, grow, and monetize their podcasts everywhere. Acast.com.